one of my pet hates at the moment, and I don't know if you've noticed it, is people who are being interviewed or questioned always starting their response with a so. But I was called up by a journalist about it a few months ago, and I hadn't really noticed it at that point, and I said, no, I don't think it's a growing phenomenon, but I was wrong, because we are living in the age of so. And there's a great interview on Five Live with the wonderful Peter Allen, who was talking to somebody from a broadband company. And he asked them, so what will actually happen? And the answer was, so what will happen is that we're either going to be taking fibre to their home or to the business. And Peter Allen said, and how expensive is all this? So we've already committed £2.5 billion. I don't know if anyone else has noticed it, but it's definitely creeping up on us. Mm-hmm. And linguists are thinking, perhaps, that it's a way of playing for time. And certainly research has proved that we use and are, for example, as fillers to sort of allow us to think.
But if you're playing for time, wouldn't you use a longer word than so? Like anti-disestablishmentarian. Yes, you know.
Maybe that should be the new one.
I will suggest it. I'll tell Peter Allen.
Peter Allen. But there was a wonderful example where the interviewer actually got their own back because he was becoming so irritated by this use of so that he started every question with anyway. And it went on for quite a few sentences until the interviewee went away rather sheepishly, realising what he'd done. But that's my pet hate.